Hey, this is San Lorenzo Woman, and it's Saturday morning technically, but I'm bored and I thought I'd do a questionnaire I found. So this is actually Belle's random questions. So I guess I'll go ahead and start. So what do you think the way you walk says about you? I think it depends on when I'm walking. I guess it right now often says I'm cold and this is awful and I'd rather be at home. But like the other day when I was running late, it said I have somewhere to fucking be and I really need to get there now. I don't know. I've never pondered that. Different things on different days. Which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? Probably the Lorax, because I'd prefer to be holed up in a house telling you how to do things better. I guess when I'm teaching, that is kind of what I do. I sit in my ivory tower, as it was, and tell people how to go fix the world. So, aspire slash also like me. I guess I wish I had nobler intentions. Do I like poetry? Yes. In general, like in broad. I don't know enough about poetry to say. I like free verse, so. Favorite poet or poem? I quite like Dickinson. And I guess it's more narrative, but I really like Henry Rollins' writing. A joke. These are harder. I don't read and prepare for things right. I just go in and wing it. The only joke I can think about is the one with the hypotenuse, and that's much longer than I feel like telling. I'll come back to this. Pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. Probably something like a, is it a halberd? That like the Swiss guard use, long pokey stick pole, but you can also hook things. So it's very useful, not just for killing, but for survival, because like you can hook things shut behind you and poke at the same time, and I have space. Like I want to say a hammer, because that seems better viscerally, but I also don't want to be that close. And it's supposed depends on the type of contagion that we're talking about. Like, is it bloodborne? Is it airborne? Is it reanimation upon death, etc. Yeah, I'll stick with a halberd. How do I feel around large crowds of people? It depends on where I'm at. If, like, I'm somewhere where I'm supposed to be professional and I'm around a lot of people I don't know, I just feel awkward because I feel like I should be mingling, but I don't really want to because half the time I don't really care about those people. And just like in malls and stuff, if it's really crowded, I get anxious. But if I'm at like Disney World, I don't care how many people are there. I'm happy. So it depends. And if it's a really large crowd and you're compacted in a tight space, I always just feel like I'm taking up more space than I should. Describe a moment when I became aroused at an inappropriate time. Eternally during my last job. Not eternally, but I used to work in mental health at a hospital, and we would have to go through restraint training. And because I was like aces at actually restraining people, I would always end up being the one who was being restrained when other people were learning. And then they're like, you know, most people do like this half-ass, like, oh, I'm a patient struggling. And I'm like, haha, fuck no. If I'm pretending to be a patient, I'm gonna act like a patient and I'm gonna try to bite and claw and kick and punch and everything to fuck you up. But that also kind of gets me turned on. So how do I handle the situation? I would complete the task at hand as is appropriate, and then often either at my first break or after work, go masturbate really vigorously. I miss that part of the job. Nothing else, but that was fun. Do you think anyone ever has a good first time? I think you can, but I'm going to get on my pedestal and say sex education, in particular American sex education, does not prepare women to have a good first time, because you're often riddled with anxiety. I think some people do, but I think, for one thing, it's much harder if you have a vagina, because you're set up to expect no fun. Robots are dinosaurs. Probably robots. I feel like they're more versatile. Like, if I'm looking at what's actually going to improve my life, it's robots. Dinosaurs are cool, but, like, they're not going to really help my life in any way. If I was a mad scientist, what kind would I be? I would probably figure out how to manipulate people. Like, I'd be a very quiet mad scientist that you wouldn't hear much about, because I'm just behind the scenes making people act responsibly, I guess. I don't think I'd have a name. I'd be really super duper secret. I wouldn't have to have one, because nobody would know I exist. Ba-da-da. Have I ever met a famous person? No. So, no idea how I'd react. Who would I want to meet? Henry Rollins is up there. And Eugene Hoots from the band Gogol Bordello. Oh, well, I guess famous people. I met the two Johns from They Might Be Giants once, and they liked my phone case. So that was exciting. I really like They Might Be Giants, so my favorite thing about the fall. See, the way you capitalize the fall bell makes me think the movie with Lee Pace, The Fall. And so for that, the general cinematography, but the season, The Fall. My favorite thing is the weather, but not the weather specifically, but the way the air feels and smells. In the fall and the spring, there's always this kinetic energy, this potential that's in the air, and it tingles almost, and it makes my chest fill and constrict and sore, and it's my favorite thing. The biggest risk I've ever taken. I'm not a huge risk taker. I suppose meeting somebody who lived in a different country that I met online. But that ended up pretty well in the long run. Any irrational fears? So it's kind of gone back, but I used to have this. I don't have broad fears. I have very intensely specific fears. So I used to have this very irrational fear of falling off the sidewalk into the street, like falling as in not just like tripping and stumbling, but like falling down and then being run over by a car. And this is, I mean, very explicitly in my head how it would happen. And it was pretty irrational. So, I mean, that's probably my biggest irrational fear. Any pop culture craze dances? Yes. The Macarena. Oh, dear God. Child of the late 80s, early 90s, and the Macarena, yeah, that's a thing. Cheesy 80s movies. I do like them in general. I mean, I guess it depends on what you count as cheesy. A favorite cheesy 80s movie. off the top of my head.
Oh, yes. Reanimator.
Reanimator is the fucking best. If you haven't seen it, go see it and then go find something neon green to drink and have fun with it. How do I feel about coffee? Ethically, morally? I don't really. Coffee is bitter, but well balanced with sweetness and fat. I don't really need it, and I rarely drink it, and I'm wasting my time. Do I drink alcohol? Yes, I do. Favorite cocktail, Pimm's Cup. I ache for a Pimm's Cup still right now. I don't know why. They just sound delicious. Yeah. Alcohol is delicious, and Pimm's Cups will get you fucked up. Impression. I am not very good. I can sometimes do Stitch, but I can't pull it out right now. It's not happening. I said I would go back to a joke. Oh, I don't know. I don't even know. I'm not good at telling jokes unless I'm just rambling and being absolutely ridiculous, which I'm not really feeling right now. Yeah, I can't think of any jokes. Okay, well, as a blonde, so a blonde is in a store and she sees this big shiny thing, and she asks the store clerk, "What is that?" And he says, "It's a thermos. It keeps hot things hot and cold things cold." And so she's like, "Well, that sounds awfully good." She buys the thermos and takes it home, and the next day she comes into work and one of her coworkers says, "Hey, what's that you got there?" And she says, "It's a thermos. It keeps hot things hot and cold things cold. It's great." And her coworker says, "So what you got in there?" And she says, "Well, I've got a popsicle and a cup of coffee." Pause for laughter. I heard a lot of blonde jokes growing up. So I guess those are my last words. Pretty much. So yeah. Fun times.